Here comes the weekend, 9:04 on this Friday. Good morning. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of WVIK News. A new report has ranked Iowa 13th in the nation when it comes to women and children's health. The report is part of America's Health Rankings by the United Healthcare Foundation. It analyzed more than 100 indicators of women's and children's health. The report shows Iowa women have one of the lowest rates of unemployment and highest rates of high school graduation. Lisa Saul is the chief medical officer of women's health for United Healthcare. She says Iowa's alcohol use stood out, as Iowa was in the lower half compared to the rest of the country in terms of excessive drinking among women ages 18 to 44. The report also found Iowa women rank low in terms of exercise habits and fruit and vegetable consumption. In sports tonight, the World Series begins in Los Angeles. The Dodgers host the Yankees. College football tomorrow has Augustana hosting North Central. St. Ambrose at home against Grandview. Northwestern travels to Iowa City to play the Hawkeyes. The Illini play at Oregon, and Iowa State is off. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, gradual clearing and a high of 62. Overnight, partly cloudy, low about 38. For Saturday, sunny, high near 58. On Sunday, sunshine and a high of 62. Coming up on Think, Ronald Reagan is an icon for conservative thought in America. But he didn't always deliver on his lofty ideals. Why Reagan's policies weren't always as right of center as his legacy claims, and the lessons we can learn from his presidency decades later. That's today at noon on Think. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.